All right. We're going for round three, guys. Welcome back to the Justin Gray podcast. Your boy, your host, J.A., he's just not feeling it, bro. I made an episode, and I was like 9 minutes into it, and I was like, nah, fuck this. And then I was like, let me get something to drink. Let me stand up. And then I tried again, and it was pretty good. And then, I don't know, like, sometimes I get like that. So I ate some pork tenderloin, and I'm sitting back down now for round three. I think I'm tired. Yeah, I think I'm tired. But I really want to give a message, but I'm like tired, you know. So I'm like fighting through it. you don't really care to know all this. I don't need to tell you, but I'm very honest with you guys. And yeah, I'm just like, you know, when you have your craft and you have your work and you really want to do it, but then you feel like this tiredness. Oh man, it's, you gotta push through it, because sometimes those messages might just be really good if you decide to do them. It's the way the universe works. You know, it's like it's always like this element of surprise. Like, you didn't think it was going to happen that way. And I really believe in exhausting your potential. So, meaning you get to the point you don't think you can go anymore, and then so you stop. But if you just went a little further, you'd enter into a new reality. You'd enter into a new domain, a new space. You'd crack open the door into a new horizon that you hadn't yet seen before, right? This is why I love dieting and, I guess, exercise and fitness and helping others with breakthroughs, because you get to go to a place you haven't been before, and that's cool, guys. You know, I mean, that's why we like traveling in the literal, metaphysical, you know, what you can see with your eyes. You want to go somewhere new, don't you? You want to travel to a new place. You want to go and see a new location and see something you haven't seen before in the physical world. Where do you think that comes from? That's true for your internal life as well. You want to go into places within the world of your own brain and body and mind and heart and potential. You want to discover places that you've never been before within yourself. Not in terms of a city, a mountain, a location, your inner world. There's so many mountains and oceans and terrains within yourself that are yet to be discovered. And you just want to see the outer world. You just want to see the physical world. Oh, good heavens, my friend. There is a world within you. And I'm trying to discover more of that. That's why I'm out here making this episode, man. I'm trying to push myself and grow myself and expand myself. And a lot of times stress and stress management, yeah, there's something about that that allows us to grow. You know, it's kind of like training, exercise, literal sweat, pushing yourself. The only way the muscle grows, the only way the diamond starts to shine, the only way the relationship evolves is when it's put under pressure, man. Yeah, that's what it is. So, wanted to tell you guys what happened to me last Sunday, May 5th. Went into a Walgreens, probably like 9 o'clock or something like that. Wanted to get a Sprite Zero, and I got the Sprite Zero. But when I walked out, somebody stole my fucking bike. Can you believe that? Somebody stole my bicycle, my little blue bike, bro. It was just like this weird feeling that came over me. You know when something gets stolen from you, you just feel like this rob of innocence within yourself. It's like this, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a scary, shocking type of feeling. It's the same way I felt when I was 7 and someone stole my, you know, I don't know, sneakers from the locker room. And not that we had locker rooms when we were 7, but like, I don't know, like something minor, but it's the same feeling. And I'm 36 and someone steals my bike, and could be a car, you know. Could be a lot of things that are material, and we won't talk about, like, when someone steals your child, that's a totally different feeling. But as far as the material, possessional world, like, just, it's all the same, you know. You just feel like this robbing from yourself of something that was yours, and you didn't want it to happen. I mean, it's partly my fault, if you want to know details. I didn't tie it up correctly, and, you know, it's just a quick procedure. I've done it a million times. I put the bike right in front of the camera, in front of the Walgreens, and I go in there, and I get my Sprite Zero, and I leave, you know. And I always think, like, this is a risk, this is a risk, this is a risk. But you know what? There was a guy that was outside there. I saw him. He was standing by his car. I looked at that motherfucker right in the eye, like, don't touch my damn bike. And I'm pretty sure it was him, because he walked into the Walgreens when I was, like, next in line, and he looked at me. So I'm thinking he wanted to see if he had time. But, you know, I didn't put it together in the moment. I didn't put it together till after. And we looked at the security camera with the manager guy, and, you know, it was one of those old security cameras that was moving around too much, and you couldn't really tell who it was. So I can't be 100% sure it was him. But, yeah, I'm bikeless. And the message that I wanted to give today, guys, is, you know, bad shit happens to us that we don't ask for. And it comes out of the blue sometimes. And it's like, what the fuck, life? Like, what the fuck, God? Or whatever you want to, like, blame. But it's really not your fault. Like, I mean, you could try to blame it on me because I didn't tie it up right. But whatever. Like, I could have tied it up right and somebody cut it, you know? And what, is that still my fault because I didn't have a strong enough cable, you know? It's not my fault, you know, and I can't blame myself. It's just the way life is, and you know, I've done it 100 times, and this time it got stolen. And, you know, I feel like whenever things happen to us in life, because they always do, and if it hasn't happened to you, no, I'm not talking about stealing. I'm talking about other things in life that we don't ask for that come to us. There needs to be something that allows you to let it go, you know? Something that's better than saying, like, time. You know, time heals all. Well, what if it's 19 years you need? You know, what if we can speed that up to 19 days? You know, wouldn't that save you a lot of heartache for years to come? Because time does heal, like, fuck. You put, you know, 1,000 years on anything, it's enough time to heal it. But sometimes we don't have that much time to live, guys. We need to heal things a little faster, you know what I mean? And so for me, I stayed angry for about, I don't know, 12 hours. And then I got over it. I really don't care anymore. Like, I really don't care. I had the whole, like, thinking of me riding the bike through the mountains and how much I paid for it. It was like a $500 bike. I got it for $350. It was my first specialized bike. I was really proud of it. It was in great condition. I just maintained it. I took it to the place. And, you know, she's with another man now. But you got to get to a place where you surrender it. And I surrendered it really fast. And I went through like a few hours of like anger and justification and blaming myself and getting mad at life and all these things, you know, like, fuck, I got to buy another bike. You know, maybe I should get a car. Maybe I should just walk around. I don't know. All these thoughts start to come in your head and you just feel like a dumbass, you know, you feel like a dumbass in the moment. But I got to a place where I fully surrendered. I mean, fully surrendered it. And the message I want to give to you today is, like, how do you fully surrender something aside from, you know, good old-fashioned time? And what I've realized and what I want to give you is if you can form a narrative about the situation, it really will alleviate so much of the pain. And I want to give you my narrative that I put on this situation that set me free. It really did. And you're going to think probably when I tell it to you that it's so silly and like, why would you ever believe that? And like, come on, like, that's not true. Or you should be a little more angry. Like you shouldn't be, you know, that open-ended about it. But I mean, hey, it's what works for you. And what I want to tell you today is, like, you need to form a narrative whenever shit happens to you so that you can believe that narrative and let it go. And here's my narrative. That man, and I'm assuming it was that guy, or if not another guy, or maybe it was a woman, that person needed that bike more than me. That's my narrative. That person needed that bicycle more than I did. And may it go well with him. Isn't that like a totally different narrative than something else that would allow you to hold something on, you know? Like, that's a full surrender statement. That person needed that bike more than me, and I hope it goes well with him. Think about how much of a release that is from me if I believe that. Oh, but Justin, you're stupid. You shouldn't think that. Oh, but you're the dumbass. You didn't tie the bike. And people need to be vindicated. And he's the perpetrator. And now I could be thinking of people that look like him in a different way. And I could be warning everyone else about bicycle stealing. And I could be like telling myself I'm a dumbass and buy a big old lock and never buy a bike like that. Walgreens. And no. No, I don't want to take that energy in myself. I don't want to spread that energy in myself. It's not because I'm not a realist or any of that bullshit. It's because I want to be at peace and I want to be free and I want to let it go. Because you know what? Things like that are just going to keep happening in my life and yours. And so we'd rather be people that can learn, of course, but surrender fully. And move the fuck on. I wrote a quote the other day that no matter what, the sun's going to keep coming out and life's going to keep going on. I wrote in Spanish on my Instagram notes. And, you know, man, it's such a true statement. It really is. And when I said that line, I didn't want to believe it. And the more I said it, the more free I felt. That guy needed that bike more than me. May it go well with him. Whether he's riding it right now and doesn't feel a shit of remorse, or whether he resold it on eBay for $100 and you need that money to pay for his daughter's diapers or to buy crack, whatever it was, man, may it go well with him. He needed it more than me. The only type of person that would say that would either be the person that has a fuck ton of money that can just buy bikes on end, or a person who trusts that good things are always coming his way, and so this won't hurt him. You feel me? This is what it means to be full surrender and trust and let go. I'm not saying like I don't learn from incidents and maybe I should lock it up and, you know, whatever you want to take from the whole scenario and you want to get all logical or practical or all that shit that scientific and all that. I'm more about the heart, guys. You can have a full, like, logical, realistic explanation of why things happen the way they do and still not feel transformed. Do you understand? You can have this whole scientific, factual thing and you still haven't had an opening up of consciousness. You're still not a better human. Even though it makes sense in your brain, your heart hasn't budged. You know? And that's what I'm after. That's what I want for you. And that's why narratives are important for things that happen in my life and your life that we didn't ask for. And we move on. And we grow. We release. And we surrender. We trust. We keep living. Take your time, take your whatever, few hours, few days, depending on what it was, and then form a narrative and believe it wholeheartedly and surrender it. Yeah, because you know why? Because there's going to be something else that comes. There's going to be something else that happens. You're going to have to surrender that too. So think about something in your life, you know? Maybe it's not a item, maybe it's a person, maybe it's an event, a circumstance, something that's out of your control, man. Something that happened to you, or something that's happening to you, that there's something that will happen to you, and you need to take this information in advance that you're gonna have to be able to say, like, I didn't want this to happen. This sucks. You got fired from your job, you got let go, you got cheated on, you got whatever it was. Would you form a narrative that feels so countercultural? That's where the wisdom's at, man. Nobody would say that line when they get their bike stolen. Nobody would go there. I took it real far. May it go well with him. He needed it more than me. May it go well with him. May he enjoy that bike. Huh? How countercultural is that? How against revenge is that? How against anger is that? Yeah. But how pro-freedom is that? How pro release is that? Talk about innocence being restored. So yeah, guys, that's what I think about my bicycle. So ever since I adopted that mentality, I saw a gym that's close to my house, and I met a whole new community of people after joining that gym. And I go to classes that I'm about to go to right now because it's the closest gym within walking distance. That's really cool. And I was riding my bike somewhere so much further to go to a familiar place that I had always gone to. But because my bike was stolen, I have to walk to a new place that's even closer. And I met a whole new community of people, and I'm having the time of my life in these classes, and it gives me something to do in the evening. Man, I'm so glad my bike was stolen. True story. Hey, perception, my friends. Perception and narratives. I'm wishing you a beautiful rest of your Monday. Love you lots. I'll talk to you next time.